Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It's Nick Jonas, and when I'm in Boston, I'm waking up with Maddie in the morning.
Now back to Maddie in the morning
on Kiss 108.
All right, now, it's time for Bill's Entertainment Update. Should I participate in it?
Hey, sit right on it.
All right, I'll just be quiet then. I really won't, speak. Okay. All right, let's go.
Now, the Entertainment Update with Billy Costa.
Okay. Going to caress the world. We'll caress several worlds here, if you will. We'll start with sports because I think you like sports, dude. NBA playoffs in full gear. Suns and the Clippers have a game two tonight. Suns do lead the series 1-0. Hawks and the Bucks will play game one tomorrow night. In the case you missed it, Brad Stevens, in his very first official move as the new head of basketball operations for the Celtics, traded Kemba Walker to Oklahoma City and actually talked about it for the first time this week.
It is difficult because I, for instance, just really like Kemba, period. End of story. He is a super likable person. And I think the deal was made that gave us the opportunity to look at a road ahead with a few more options from a financial flexibility standpoint.
Yeah, very likable person, but he's gone.
I'm glad Brad Stevens doesn't like me.
I know.
Oh, he's the most likable guy. Yeah. I couldn't wait to get rid of him.
Yep, he's gone.
Oh, this is I thought we liked Kemba Walker. He's a good player.
Yeah, he had some really big games, too, during the season.
Oh, he's gone.
Hmm. He's gone. Oklahoma
What'd they
City.
Get for him? Like a draft
Horford,
pick
Horford, I think.
Al Horford. A draft pick. And a lot of money. Like, they're freeing up money.
Al Horford back?
Yes.
Yeah.
Why?
I know.
I don't know.
They got rid of Kemba to bring back Al Horford.
They need the
You're
money.
Lying.
To me,
You're
that
lying.
Was a stranger story than Kemba going to Oklahoma City. I'm like, Al Horford?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Anyway, we move on. You're going to see.
Does this guy know what he's doing, this Brad Stevens fella?
Well, they gave him another bump over there. So, yeah, they like him. You're going to see Tom Brady on HBO this coming Friday night. He's going to be part of the sit-down with LeBron James on his show, The Shop. And they did release a teaser clip this week with Brady talking about his move from the Patriots to Tampa Bay. And the one team in particular that really didn't seem to have any interest in him, here's the clip right here.
One of the teams, and they weren't interested at the very end. I was thinking, you're sticking with that mother...
See Brady using that language often.
No, he's very much a different person now.
Because that's
Tampa.
The one way to get to it. Anybody doubts him. He's got like this inferiority complex.
Yeah, he's
the guy's won 7 Super Bowls, and he's all bitter that somebody didn't take him. I'll show you. Okay.
And using that language, he's really trying his hardest not to be the nerd.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it just makes him more like a nerd.
Yeah.
Anyway. I don't know what it is about him. He just seems dorky to me.
Boy,
you know what I mean?
Yeah, he is.
He's quite the quarterback, though.
Yeah, he's pretty good.
Yeah, he's pretty good throwing that ball.
He throws that ball around. It ends up right where he wants it to go.
Yeah. Anyway, you haven't seen him. You'll see him Friday night on The Shop with LeBron James. Meantime, Raiders defensive end Carl Nassib this week becomes the first active player in the NFL to come out as gay. Here's part of his statement.
What's up, people? I'm Carl Nassib. Just want to take a quick moment to say that I'm gay. I've been meaning to do this for a while now, but I finally feel comfortable enough to get it off my chest. I really have the best life. I got the best family, friends, and job a guy could ask for. I'm a pretty private person, so I hope you guys know that I'm really not doing this for attention. I just think that representation and visibility are so important. I actually hope that, like, one day videos like this and the whole coming out process are just not necessary. But until then, you know, I'm going to do my best and do my part to cultivate a culture that's accepting, that's compassionate. And I'm going to start by donating $100,000 to the Trevor Project.
There you go, 100 grand.
Okay, so that's me right there. If I've accepted Bill and all his oddities, you know.
Have you made a donation in my behalf or
no,
in
I haven't
my name?
Made a no, I've okay. been holding on to that.
Okay, okay.
I think I'm going to need that for legal reasons soon.
I think Peyton Manning has been one of the most likable guys to come out of the NFL. People tend to like him in all of his commercials. And so now he's the host of College Bowl on NBC, and it starts tonight. Peyton Manning is host. His brother Cooper is his sidekick. And they actually flew dozens of college kids in for the tapings during the pandemic somehow. Anyway, Peyton talks about the show tonight.
It's a game show. It's 3-on-3 college students versus college students from 12 of the top schools in the country. It's a tournament, and they are competing for life-changing scholarships. And what was cool about it was that my brother and I got to do it together, and it was kind of like he and I are in our basement hosting a game, and we're kind of having these side conversations, but we're laughing the whole time, and it just gives a little different flavor in the actual show.
And speaking of life-changing opportunity, George Clooney now is teaming up with several other stars, including Don Cheadle, Eva Longoria, Kerry Washington, and they're launching a special magnet school, the Royal School, for underprivileged students. They'll learn how to get jobs in Hollywood. Teenagers learning about Hollywood and actually landing jobs in Hollywood. That's the mission. That's the goal of the Royal School, and George Clooney is behind it. And it's just a few weeks after Dr. Dre, I think, launched a similar school for the music world, young people getting into the music industry. And the Emmy Awards are going gender neutral starting this year. Nominees can choose to be recognized as a performer rather than an actor or an actress, and winners can actually have the designation on their trophy, too. And Springsteen...
Getting the dirty look from Dom. Do not comment, Mr. Siegel. Do not comment.
Mm-hmm. The story's enough.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And we'll move on. And Springsteen on Broadway is coming back June 26th to the St. Okay, let me just put a pause mark there.
I have things to say.
I love how you write on your little piece of paper.
He's doing
Maddie
it.
Pause.
So old school.
And go ahead, Siegel.
I got enough problems. I'll let that one go.
Okay, so back to Springsteen on Broadway.
Yep, he's back.
Which is coming back to the St. James Theater in New York June 26th.
And, yeah, I saw that.
Yeah.
It's great.
So A-Rod has been doing the party circuit.
Oh, really good.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you love that show.
Oh, really good.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he tells stories about his life, and then he works songs into the stories about his life and what, yeah, it's just very well done, very touching.
And you're a huge fan, and you were surprised by some of the detail in his life, right?
Well, I wasn't surprised. I knew that his father had drinking issues and stuff, but, you know, he told a story. I don't want to mention names. There are people in my life that have experienced it almost word for word. That's what made it so amazing. Because anybody whose father was had a serious drinking problem experienced that thing where mom says, go get your father and get him out of there.
Mm-hmm.
Because she didn't feel safe going in, so she would send the daughter or son in to get dad.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a very common story in the world of alcoholism, and he told that's part of his story.
Yeah, it's serious business.
Yeah, it's sad. It's a sad, sad thing. But he tells it in a beautiful way, and then I can't remember which song he sang when he was telling that story. I can't remember. But yeah, it's very good. And then, but it's also funny and fun and upbeat too. It's not just sad.
Yeah,
yeah. He tells his life story.
Well, try to get some tickets. June 26th, the St. James Theater in New York. A-Rod seen at a party in the Hamptons. Seems like that's where everybody's partying these days.
They are.
He was partying with Ben Affleck's ex, Lindsay Shookus. It was a birthday party for Lindsay. Does she live in the Hamptons, Lisa?
I'm sure she either has a house there or rents one.
Mm-hmm. And currently,
people, these celebrities are like constantly in high school. I don't know anyone. I of all my adult friends, I never hear a story. Oh, you wouldn't believe we went to this party. Yeah. Blah, blah, blah. Usually, once you hit like 21 or so, that kind of stops.
Yeah.
They're like high school kids. Oh, yeah, they hooked up at the party. They were upstairs in the guest room.
Yeah.
What? these are people in their 40s and 50s. What are they?
Oh, yeah.
They're hooking up outside in the gazebo?
Well, I don't think they hooked up. They were just sitting next to each other.
Oh, for God's
yeah.
sake.
Mm-hmm.
How old is A-Rod? He's not a child.
But they both went for each other's exes.
Yeah.
You know, because Ben is now with J-Lo, and now it would appear A-Rod is on the verge of being with Lindsay Shookus from Saturday Night Live.
Well, last week they had him with Katie Holmes because he actually went into the same building that she lives in.
Yeah.
I'm like, you guys really searching here.
A lot of these gossip pages.
It's just not true.
It's just made up.
Right.
Yeah,
but this was page six in the Post.
Yeah.
And yeah.
Isn't Katie Holmes coming off a thing with Jamie Foxx?
Yeah, they used to date.
Yeah.
They did for a long time.
Oh, God.
Like 5 years.
Secretly, too.
Yeah, he's got an edge.
They don't really strike me as a couple, though.
Oh, no. I like Jamie Foxx. You don't like Jamie Foxx?
I like Jamie Foxx, but he's got an edge.
He does?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Oh.
And you're talking about parties?
Well, you can't like anybody. Every time I like somebody, you say they have an edge or they're a dork or something. Mm-hmm. You don't like anybody.
No, I actually like Jamie Foxx a lot. I'm just saying that. You know, when it comes to relationships and stuff, he seems to have quite an edge.
What up? It's Jamie Foxx. I'm hanging with Billy Costa.
Of course. Of course he is. God almighty.
Well, we're talking about parties. Tristan Thompson and Khloe Kardashian have been forced to break up yet again because it appears he was cheating yet again. He was at a big party in Bel Air the other night. And the reports say he was grabbing women's butts. Now, where does that happen at a party?
You're
like, hey, honey, how you doing? It's a little grab. You
know? What is the appeal? I don't get it. If a guy's a player, he's a player. You know, I don't understand.
I know.
These are smart women. You know he's a player. Why do you want to be with him?
Yeah.
Well, because
you
women
know
always think
happen.
That they can change their man.
Oh,
that's
oh,
the problem.
Please. Well, she hasn't been able to.
No. Yeah. She needs to move on.
After the butt grabs, he was seen going up into a private bedroom with three women.
Oh, the full story's on the Maddie Facebook
when
page.
When does that happen? Yeah. That's another thing.
Threesomes?
For.
Yeah. Well, there are people out there that, that still goes on.
Well, this was a foursome.
Yeah. Oh, that was a foursome.
And he emerged. Okay. The report goes on to say he emerged from the room looking very disheveled.
I love these people that talk to the, who was that group?
Very disheveled. Boy, that's quite a little workout.
Well,
shirt's like buttoned the wrong way.
Oh, I get a lot of articles written about me that I'm a jerk, but I've never been written about being disheveled. That's what I want. Oh, Maddie was very disheveled.
Yeah. Oh, God.
I never get that.
I know.
Steven Spielberg has been highly critical of Netflix in the past, and yet now he's teaming up in a multi-year deal with Netflix to produce movies. They're throwing around a lot of dough.
Mm-hmm.
It's unreal. Justin Bieber and his wife continue that extended vacation. Haven't they been on vacation since they got married?
Oh, God, they have a wonderful life.
Oh, my God.
It's really an amazing story.
Who's this?
Justin Bieber. But he does manage to release a lot of music.
Yeah, but they travel all the time. Oh, my God.
They were in France and had a private visit.
I got to tell you, I'm looking at the picture of him and his wife, and Bieber's got sort of a nice smile, but the wife's got a little sourpuss on her face.
Oh, disheveled?
No, she's not disheveled. Not dressed appropriately.
Not really.
I saw the picture because I follow him on Instagram, and that was the first thing I was like, God, I don't know She would look good in anything. Mm-hmm. She's so pretty, but I just don't know, like, the bare midriff look
in the
French white, you know, their French palace.
You're visiting the president of France.
Right.
Like, dress appropriately.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, even if it's a French designer, I don't know. It just wouldn't have been much.
Yeah.
I mean, she looks great, obviously, but.
Showing a lot of skin.
Yeah.
Well, she's pretty,
she's
but
gorgeous.
That doesn't mean she's dressed appropriately.
No, I know. That's what I meant. I was like, wow. I was like, oh, I don't know. This is a weird one.
And finally, the orange Toyota Supra that the late Paul Walker drove in the first two Fast and Furious movies just sold for $550,000. Orange Toyota Supra.
And, what are you doing? The classifieds of the airwaves now? How much did the lawnmower go for?
Oh, come on. Come on. Fast and Furious 9 is up now. This is quite a franchise, people.
Okay, Bill.
You know what? Car collectors like those Supras. Didn't you have a Supra?
A Supra?
Yeah.
No.
Oh, you had the Z.
I had a 2.8. I had a 300Z.
Yeah. Anyway, there you go.
And, there you go.
You must have a heavy bag.
You know it, baby. Now they're not doing.
Lucky Land Casino asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.